going into an interview with Pearl Coupe, who is from Word of Faith Christian Center. And we're going to be talking about the legalization of prostitution and decriminalization of prostitution bill. Good morning, and thank you so much, Pearl Coupe, for being on Impact 103 FM's Morning Drive to discuss this very pertinent issue, very important thing that we need to be aware of and stop if at all possible. Before we get going with the important questions regarding this topic, let's find out for the new listener to Impact Radio, who is Pearl Coupe?
Well, Pearl is first and foremost a child of God. That's, I think, the most important thing. Legally trained, I've been a lawyer now for about 40 years. So that's why ordinarily you'll find me involved in legal issues and justice issues. So an apostle in the marketplace focused on governance things, leadership things, legal, justice, truth and righteousness matters. Yeah, so that's what I do. I go to the nations, different nations. We'll be going to Nigeria later on to go and pray for them in the elections a couple of weeks' time. Yeah. Just a little correction. I do work with Word of Faith, but I'm not from there. So there's one of the churches I do partner with, and Advocate Richard Crompton and his mother, who I adore, are from Word of Faith.
Excellent. Thank you so much for putting that right, so we are in understanding where exactly and how you fit into the kingdom of God. I mean, you have a huge responsibility. You have a mandate that you feel that needs to be corrected, needs to be put right. And as mentioned, it's all about decriminalization of the prostitution bill. Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
Well, first of all, let me just quickly start off by saying it's not the first attempt to decriminalize prostitution. So I've been in this for a little while, and I think as far back as 2010, so it's been about 13 years when the first real push was made to decriminalize prostitution. And that was done actually during our World Cup soccer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
they tried to keep the focus on the football while trying to change things in the legal system.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons was that, you know, in fact, it was the commissioner of the police at time who was making a push for it. Because, you see, prostitution, what we must understand is that it, I know it doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
It doesn't make
you
sense.
You think that police are against that?
No. But here's the thing is, at the end of the day, prostitution is a multi-billion dollar business. And so for the sake of revenue, this is why people will always be pushing for it. It's like, you know, because it's not just prostitution, right? It's prostitution, and then it's very closely related to drugs. It's very closely related to trafficking. So all those are illegal and illicit ways of making money. And so prostitution is just sort of one little arm in it. And what we must understand, therefore, is the minute we open the door to prostitution, it's not just prostitution. It's much bigger than that. You're opening the door to drugs. You know, most women, what happens with them is, and especially in South Africa, women get hijacked. I've had a couple of incidents when I've, because of my legal training, I've been able to spot people who are into trafficking. And they will come with a story of saying, oh, your daughter's so beautiful, doesn't she want to do modeling? And, you know, that's how they hook, because a lot of young girls want to be models. And they hijack girls, and then, you know, they put them on drugs. That's the thing that keeps them there. So they get them hooked onto drugs. And so it's not just about prostitution. It's a whole industry. Basically, you're asking for the nation to become a mafia city, a mafia nation. And you're asking for the nation to become a giant hillbrow. I don't know if, you know, any of us have been to Hillbrow. And I think most of us are a little bit scared to go through Hillbrow, because there's pimps, there's drugs, there's, you know, all sorts of things. There's shootings, there's gangs there. And so if that's happening when prostitution is illegal now, imagine what's going to happen when you now open the door and say you're welcome. It's going to be basically welcoming all the pimps from all the nations who are going to basically immigrate here because it's legal, and all the prostitutes as well. and we're just going to, you know, deteriorate more into a more immoral nation. And of course, you know, being a Christian nation, we know that righteousness exalts a nation.
It really
does. Sin is a reproach.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so there was a previous attempt in 2010 to push it. It was followed up by another attempt in 2012 by one of our political parties, their Women's League. Also was pushing it, you know, and one of the questions I asked some of the women there was to say, which of you would want your daughter to, you know, be a prostitute? And none of them could raise their hands. So essentially, we have people who are pushing and motivating for prostitution, but they would not want it for their own children. So the question is, if you don't want your own children to be prostitutes, why are you making policies for other people's children to become prostitutes?
Big question.
Yeah, it clearly tells us that our leaders do not really care about us, do not care about the next generation, do not care about morality. And here's the interesting thing. Is this not the same nation that started a plan called Moral Regeneration Strategy some years ago? What happened to that plan?
I think this is the first time I'm actually hearing about that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it was started during President Zuma's reign, shall we say. And he started something called Moral Regeneration Plan. So the question is, how is this contributing to the moral regeneration? And also, why is the church not involved in that moral regeneration plan as people who are custodians, really, of to be salt and light and to impact and influence? Shouldn't we be driving that? Because clearly the people who started the strategy have not done much. We've got comprehensive sexuality education, sexualizing our children. You know, we've got all sorts of pornography out there. Another issue that's coming up now is unisex toilets. And yet we've got children who are being raped in toilets, 5-year-olds who are being raped in school toilets. But we want to make the toilets, unisex. That's probably a subject for another day because it's another big in-depth topic we need to touch. But yeah, so prostitution, this bill, really, it's a bill that was released on December the 9th. It's a draft bill. And just for those who don't know, there's a process whereby, you know, bills are drafted. There are committees in parliament. They work on it. They draft it. And then it's released to the public for comment. And the public must make submissions on this. And I do want to say this. I'll talk about it a little later. But I do want to say to the public, please don't fold your hands and say, oh, there's no point in, you know, blah, 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 making any submission because it's not going to do anything, blah, blah, blah. There is point. We have made calls for submissions on the hate speech bill, which was going to silence the voice of the church. We got over 120,000 submissions with a lot of push working with 4SA, which I'm privileged to sit on their advisory board and, you know, all that. We've made submissions on the PAPUDA bill, also promotion of equality and prevention of unfair discrimination. And we've made some headway. We're called as the ecclesia, as the church, a governing legislative body, to take part in governmental affairs. And we're supposed to be that body and that generation of believers who can make a difference, who can be salt, add flavor, take out corruption, who can be light, push back darkness. And so early in the beginning of this year, I really want to just challenge people out there. Please go and make submissions. Make submissions. I'll give more information on where, you know, towards the end, how to make the submissions, etc. We've devised templates to help you because I know that legalese is not always easy to understand. So we've got templates that you can go look up and make submissions on. Yeah.
Pearl, you did say that this was something that started coming into the, well, a request to decriminalize prostitution back in 2010, and the bill was not passed, which means that there is a possibility that the bill will not be passed again this time. But it is up to us. We're not to point our fingers to the church. We are the church.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, here's the thing. It never got as far as it did now. So right now it's in bill form, which is very concerning. Before they were pushing, there was more advocacy by groups called, like Sisonge is one of the groups, another group called SWET. They use the acronym SWET, which is Sex Workers Education Advocacy Task Force. So those groups have been pushing for it. They've never managed to get as far as now. And here's the thing. The lie of it is that they're trying to help prostitutes, that, you know, prostitutes are being beaten, they're being raped, etc., which is true. I mean, it is true that they're being really abused and oppressed. But the lie of it is in claiming that by legalizing it, they're not going to be abused, they're not going to be raped, and all of those things. You know, first of all, I would like to say that it doesn't reduce all of that. The way that I don't want to call it a profession, although it's called the oldest profession, but the way that it is, the very nature of the drug involvement and all of those issues is that there will always be abuse. There will always be women who are beaten. And I want to challenge South Africa and every other nation to say, if you look at the SADC Protocol on Gender, which is a regional instrument that all the, you know, SADC nations have signed. One of the things that they state on SADC Protocol on Gender is the aspect around reducing abuse, reducing oppression of women, making sure that women's dignity is restored. So I want to ask this question really from the depth of my heart. A woman who is now sleeping with 10 to 20 men per day or even more, subjecting her body to terrible abuse, opening herself up to STDs, syphilis, gonorrhea, and even terminal diseases like HIV, AIDS, beaten, emotionally traumatized, abused, and oppressed. How is that giving her decent work? ILO talks about decent work. I used to work for the ILO, one of the UN agencies. So it talks about decent work. How is that decent work when you are subjecting yourself bodily, physically, mentally, and emotionally to all this trauma, all this trauma? And I'm not saying this to say we have no compassion for sex workers or prostitutes, but and I do want to encourage the nation, you know, to be compassionate, because I know that many of them do not choose to go into that work. I've spoken to many of them myself personally, and we've worked with some, you know, as a ministry to try and rehabilitate them, get them out. I remember in Zimbabwe, we pulled one lady off the street. She said she was brought in from Botswana, but didn't have money to go back. We gave her money to go back. Another lady, we started her with chicken farming. You know, we gave her money to start with chicken farming. And yes, they've got babies to feed. But the answer is not for them to prostitute themselves. The answer is to find decent work for them. The answer is for government to provide aid and give them dignified work and take them out of that very hurtful and harmful environment.
Well, a very important mandate that is ahead. Like you say, it's gone right through to potentially becoming a bill in the country. So
it is a bill.
Far along. Oh,
yeah, it is a bill. It's potentially going to be a law.
A law, that's right.
Exactly.
So we want our listeners also to become more educated on this and also object against this. Yeah. How do we go about the first part to get educated about the decriminalization of the prostitution bill and then objecting against it?
Yes, absolutely. So in terms of education, you can get a lot of information from our website. There's a group of young Christian female lawyers that I've been privileged to mentor. We started that group so that could help me, you know, fighting unrighteous laws and things like that. They're called the Deborahs, the Deborahs 972. And so you can also go on the Deborahs. Our website is www.thedeborahs972.com. prostitutionfeathers.org.
All right. Yeah, so that is one of the ways you can go about that. And our listeners can send me a WhatsApp and I'll send through that link to them. Also, it's up and ready to go out. Yes.
Yes. The templates are there. You'll find a template explaining everything. And then otherwise, you can directly send a submission, public submission, to Tsietsi. Tsietsi, T-S-I-E-T-S-I. And the last name is S-E-B-E-L-E-M-E-T-J-A. Tsietsi Sibili Meja, who's the chief directorate, the legislative development, the director general for justice and constitutional development. And I will give you all the details there around the emails and everything. But all that information is also on our website. So the deadline date is on the 31st of January.
That is the question, the big question I was going to ask you, because with this comes a deadline date, which means that, we've got less than 3 weeks now.
You know, it was very strategic the way they released it. They released it over Christmas vacation when everybody was gone and not going to probably pay enough attention to it. But I've been trying to mobilize since December 9. We're left with just under 3 weeks now, so we really have to push. I want to encourage churches to go out there. I'm available, you know, if you need me to come and talk about it. I'm available to come to the church, or I'm available even by Zoom meeting if you need more information and to know how to go about it. I'm available. I'm happy to do that and to give you more information on how to, get involved. So my email address is pearl@gmail.com. If you as a church or a ministry or even as a pastoral forum, because I work with pastoral forums as well, TTF, Tembisa Transformation Forum, Davidson Ministers Forum, even if it's a forum, you can just mobilize all the churches together, the branches, and I'd be happy to address you and to help you understand how to make submissions.
Many listeners already getting in touch on the WhatsApp line asking for these website addresses, asking for your details. I'll send that through to you. If you also want to be part of going against the fact that decriminalization of prostitution bill, rather saying you are saying that you want the prostitution bill to be decriminalized, send through a WhatsApp on 0713640376 and I'll give you the links as well as Dr. Pearl Coupe's details also for you to get in touch should you want this topic to be discussed in your church, your workplace, wherever it is, and also more information on this. Also, this discussion will be on a podcast. You can go on to Impact Radio's podcast a little bit later today to get the full interview if you've just joined us. Thank you so much, Pearl Coupe, for being in studio with us today.
Thank you, Brigitte. One just last very quick point, just to mention that our children's future hangs in the balance. Our children are being sexualized at an early age at schools now, being taught, principles that are contrary to what the Bible believes in. And now what this does is it opens up our children to be hijacked and trafficked. So if you're not concerned for maybe yourself, at least, or your family, because it also contributes to breakup of families, which, you know, the family is the most important unit to God. He made the family before the church. It is a pillar. And when there are dysfunctional families, there's a dysfunctional society. So for the sake, at least, of your children, especially the girl child and even boy children who get trafficked and used for prostitution, for the sake of the children, please let's be responsible and accountable and help save and secure the future of our children.
Thank you so much indeed.